මහත්තයාට ජීවන ජීවන බලාපොරොත්තු අතම සාර සවස් කරා සපා යසී තෝරනෝ තෝ කෘෂ්ණ ඒ විස්තරයෙන් සක්රාදී කෘෂ්ණ මේනි Lord Shiva's name is Yogisham. Yogisham means yoga, the connecting link between the soul and the super soul, or the supreme and the minute living creature. That is called yoga. Connecting. So, he, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Yogesha. The ultimate object of yoga is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's name is Yogesha. Jasmi Yoga Saravari. And in the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, it is said by Sanjaya, just as Yogeshwara, the place where Yogeshwara, the supreme master of all yoga systems, Krishna is there. And just as Mahakur Sanjaya, and where there is Arjuna, the greatest fighter. Oh, there is undoubtedly victory there. Because Bhagavad Gita was spoken. The narration which we are reading, it is the description of Sanjaya, a secretary of Maharaj Dhritarashtra. Just like running from radio, the play is going on in the auditorium, but you can hear from the room. Just like we have got now mechanical arrangement. Similarly, at that time, maybe the same arrangement. But there was no machine. Still, the secretary of Dhritarashtra could see what was going on in the battlefield and was just directing to Maharaj Dhritarashtra, who was blind. In other sense, it may be said that there was television. And Dhritarashtra, being blind, he could not see. And Sanjaya, his secretary, was explaining what was seen in the television. But this is the position. Anyway, so the conclusion made by Sanjaya was this. Jastra Yogi Saravari. Hari means the Supreme Personality of God. The style in which the Yogeshwara, the Krishna standpoint is, the Krishna's name is Yogeshwara. Nobody can be better yogi than or the master of yoga. There are different system of yoga. And Krishna is the master of yoga. And Lord Shiva is the Yogeshwara. There are many different kinds of yogis. Yoga means the system, and the yogi means the person who practices the system. So, the object of yoga, ultimate goal of yoga, is to understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to practice the cosmos type of yoga system. So this yoga system he being described by Krishna himself. Why? Because you are seeking his most intimate friend, Arjuna.
Vyakyata Lakshanesh Upasi Mayasakti Mahasam Niratam Manojastasam.
Now, in the beginning, Lord says that this system of yoga can be practiced by a person who has developed attachment for me. This attachment has described for the last 3-4 days in a different way. So, this yoga system cannot be practiced by an ordinary man who has no attachment for Krishna. This is a different system. And the proper.
Tadrisha Manasya Madhasya Sakha Dhikata Manina Bhavina.
What is that asakti? So there are 5 kinds of direct asakti. Asakti means attachment. And there are 7 kinds of indirect attachment. Indirect attachment is not bhakti. But direct attachment is called bhakti. If you are attached with Krishna by the direct method, it is called devotional self. And if you are attached to Krishna by indirect method, then it is not devotional self. But that is all attachment. Just like Kamsa. Kamsa was the maternal uncle of Krishna. And there was a foretelling that Kamsa would be killed by his sister's son. His son of his sister. So Kamsa became very anxious and he wanted to kill his younger sister, Devaki, Krishna's mother. So, she was saved by her husband, Krishna's father. But today, by some compromise. The last compromise was, that's a great long story, the last compromise was that he informed his brother-in-law, Kamsa, that you are afraid of the son of your sister. So your sister is not going to kill you. So I request, don't kill your sister, save her, and I promise that all the sons born of your sister will be brought to you, and if you like, you can kill. The compromise was made by Vasudev, you are also a king, so politically, that the politician means this poor girl may be saved, and it may be that I will change the mind of Kamsa when her son should be born, he might change his mind. But he was such a great demon that he killed all the sons of the world. So, the 8th son, it was foretold that the 8th son of his sister would kill him. So, when Krishna was in the home of his mother, the Kamsa was always thinking of Krishna. Now, you see, he was also Krishna conscious. But here, Krishna conscious, not directly in touch for love there, but as an enemy. Your Krishna conscious as enemy. So that is not devotion. Because one sees Krishna conscious and Krishna's friend, Krishna's parent, Krishna's servant, Krishna's lover, That is good. So, here it is clearly said, Mayas Mad Asra
means he, one who wants Krishna.
You may want Krishna as your lover, you may want Krishna as your son. You may want Krishna as your friend, you may want Krishna as your master, you may want Krishna as the Supreme Sublime. These five different kinds of direct relationship with Krishna is called devotion, bhakti. Without any material profit. Now, the concept of accepting God as Son is superior than the concept of accepting God as Father. There is distinction. In fact, the relationship between Father and Son is that the Son wants to take something from the Father. But the Father's relationship with the Son is that Father always wants to give something to the Son. Therefore, the relationship with God as Krishna as Father is better than relationship with Krishna, just that if I accept God as my Father, then I am Son. Then my wisdom will be to ask only for my necessities from the Father. That's my wisdom. But if I become Father of Krishna, then from the beginning of the childhood, my business will be to serve Krishna. The father, the parents, the son, the child, from the beginning of his birth. Therefore, this concept of Nandajana or Devaki and Vasudeva is very sublime. Krishna, Jasna, Mother, she is thinking that if I do not feed Krishna sumptuously, he will die. She is thinking that Krishna, she forgets that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is practicing the three worlds everywhere. Nitya, Nityanam, Ketana, Keta, Bhavana, Vidhadhikana, that only one God is supplying the necessities of all other living entities. That same Godhead has become the son of Yashoda, and she is thinking that if I do not see Krishna nicely, he is God. This is love. This is love. She has forgotten that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has chosen as a pure before him as his little child, as a little child. But she forgets. So this relationship of asakti, of attachment, is very sublime. She requires time to understand. But there is such position that instead of asking God, oh God, give me our daily bread, give us our daily bread, you can think that God is dying if you do not supply him bread. God is dying if you do not supply him bread. This is the expression of extreme love. So, there is that relationship with Krishna and devotees, Narayana, the greatest devotee, the greatest lover of Krishna. Mathura, they love us as parents. Sudama, friends, love us as friends. Arjuna, as lover as friends. Similarly, there are millions and billions now different kinds of devotees of Krishna. They are directly. So these solar systems, as this does here, what we do about, is only practiced by such persons who have developed such attachment for attachment. And if anyone is able to develop such attachment, then the result will be that he will understand God or Krishna perfect. However, we may try to understand what is God by our different theories or speculation. It is a very difficult job to understand what is God. We may say that we have understood what is God. But it is not possible to understand God as He is, because we have got our limited senses, and He is unlimited. How we can capture the unlimited with your limited senses? But it is not possible. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Adarshi Krishna Navadi Navavi Gaudam Indriya. Our senses are imperfect. Even if we can't understand perfectly in the material world, just like we are seeing so many planets and stars in the sky at night, but we do not know what they are. We do not know even what is the moon planet. We are trying for so many years, trying to go there in good nature. Even one planet, even if we do not know what energies are there, even in this planet, if you go on the sea, if you go on the stars, you are perfectly illusion. So our knowledge is always imperfect. That we must admit. If foolishly, if we think we have acquired all sorts of knowledge, we have advanced in science, this is another foolishness. It is not possible. So, when it is not possible to understand even the material things, which we are really seeing with our eyes and perception, what is the deep future? And the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the supreme spiritual form. So it is not possible for us to understand Krishna by our limited senses. Then, why you are bothering so much of Krishna consciousness? If it is not possible, the answer is, Abhakti Krishna Navarina Horejjayam Indriya. These imperfect senses cannot realize Krishna as He. Then the process is, Shivan Mukheji Jivharu. If you become submissive, then if you develop the spirit of service to Krishna, either as servant, or as friend, or as parent, or as lover, if you begin to give service to the Supreme Lord. The beginning of service is charity. Therefore it is said, Juhadu. Juhadu means you are in charge. Charity. Your service begins by the tongue. How? By the tongue you can chant Hare Krishna. And when it comes, you can test the Krishna's prasad. the beginning process is very nice. You chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and whatever little prasadam is offered to you by Krishna, by kindness, you accept it, then the result will be the seven of you is you have. If you become submissive and if you begin this service of chanting and eating prasad, then Swami was Purasama. Simply by these two kinds of practices, Krishna is himself, reveals himself before family. You don't understand Krishna by speculation. No, that is not possible, because your senses are imperfect. But if you begin this process of family, then it will be possible that one day Krishna will reveal to you paradise. Just like Krishna is revealing in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Arjuna is a devotee and he is submissive. And his friend also, he is in contact with Krishna's friend. Therefore, Krishna is revealing to Krishna as Arjuna. This Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Arjuna, not to any Vedantist or speculation. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, you know that Krishna says that I speak to you of that old system of yoga, bhakti yoga. In the beginning of the book, unto you. Why? Krishna was not a Vedanti. Arjuna was not a Vedanti, or a great philosopher, or a Brahmin, or nothing. You are the Kshatriya, you are the fighter, and you are a householder, now you are not even a Sannyasi. So these are not qualifications to understand Krishna. Some of them say, I become a sannyasi, meditator. But this is not qualification that I can understand Krishna. In your white dress and vyasa, you can understand better than me. Then what is the qualification? This qualification. Devan Ukehi Jivhav, one who has Devara. This service space with love and devotion, he can understand Krishna. Nowadays, not Dr. Radha Krishna, a similar person, no. But a child can understand Krishna if he has full faith in him. It is the faith and devotion that one, that makes one qualify to understand God. Madha. This is called Madha. Now, by simply that faith and service, you will understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Now, just like we are speaking Krishna consciousness, we are not wasting your time or our time. Without having full faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, theoretically or practically. Theoretically, if you say, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, theoretically, from the revealed scripture, we understand from the Vedic literature, the great authority in the past and in the present. Just for the present, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is a great authority. Because man is great authority. Oh, he is mad after Krishna. He is mad after Krishna. Then after him, he sticks the path with Goswami. the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami,
they have written immense literature, valuable literature, especially Guru Goswami,
volumes of literature on Krishna.
So, then
after this succession also, we have come to this point,
and if you say past history,
by God, long, long ago,
back then, he is known as Virabhya.
He has written both Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but description of Krishna.
That's why we also write about Bhagavad Gita.
The Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna
and noted down by Vyasa.
And he has put this Bhagavad Gita in the Mahabharata.
So Vyasa accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personal.
He has, in the Bhagavatam,
he has
specifically mentioned
Krishna to Bhagavanta.
He has given the description of different other
Incarnations of God.
There are about 25 incarnations.
In the conclusion,
he says that
he is Dantakalabhamsa Prasnattu Bhagavanta.
So all the descriptions that are given of different incarnations,
they are partially or part of the partial representation of God.
But the Krishna, whom I have mentioned,
he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
himself.
He is not part.
Ten percent
God.
So, there is evidence of authority.
And practically,
if we believe
the Shastra,
the scripture,
then see who can be more powerful than Krishna,
who can be more beautiful than Krishna,
who can be more famous than Krishna.
Just maybe Krishna appeared 5,000 years before,
but his knowledge
which he gave us in the shape of Srimad Bhagavad Gita,
but still it is worth it.
It is worth it not only by the Hindus or the Indians,
but this Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world.
In your country, there are at least 50 kinds of different editions of Srimad Bhagavatam written by different American hospitals.
Similarly, you will find in England, in Germany, in France, in the all other countries, you find hundreds of editions of the world.
You just see who can be more famous and who can be more wise than Krishna.
Then there are many other evidences if we believe Shastra,
that Krishna married 15,000
and provided each one of them is big palaces, and each one of them has 10 children, and from 10 children there are many other children.
So,
these are the evidences of living scriptures, and in the Brahma Samhita also Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality of God.
This is a very old book, supposed to be written by Brahma.
It is called Brahma Samhita.
In that Brahma Samhita, it is said that Ishara Parama Krishna.
Ishara means God.
There are many gods.
But
in Sanskrit language, about God, there are many demigods.
and there is Supreme God. There is this Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme God. He is the God of God. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And his body is Idana. A form of peace and knowledge. This is his description of the body. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi. He has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everyone. Anadi Dhani Govinda. And his name is Govinda. Govinda means center. And Govinda means cow. And Govinda means land. So, he is the propagator of all land. He is the propagator of all cows. And he is the pleasure for all senses. We are after sense pleasure. But our perfection of sense pleasure can be achieved when we reciprocate our pleasure with Krishna. Therefore his name is Govinda. Govindam Adipurusam Tavahamaya. Govinda is the supreme. Original personality of God. So, the same personality of Godhead is speaking to our own personality about Himself. Then, how you can say that if somebody by simple speculation speaks something about God which is more important than what is being spoken by Krishna himself? It is not God. Nobody can speak better than Krishna about God, because God himself is speaking about him. If you speak about yourself personally, who can speak more than you? So, if you have faith, if you believe theoretically and practically Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then, by the speaker which is being delivered by Krishna in this chapter, you can understand God. There is no division. Vatparatammanisthyanistha samatra sadhikhyanana sadhuru in sadhuru. And if you believe Krishna, then the result will be that you can understand God, how He is working, how His energies are acting, how He is manifesting, what is this material world, what is this spiritual world, what are these living creatures, what is their relationship, so many things in God's system. The whole Vedic literature has been in three things. First thing is that what is our relationship with God? Then the next step is that as soon as we understand our relationship with God, then we can act in that. Just like a man and a woman, they are not known to each other. But as soon as the relationship is established, that one is husband and the other is wife, then the reciprocal dealing begins. So unless you understand what is your relationship with God, generally people believe that God is the father. Therefore, some business is to ask from father and whatever he needs. But that is very minor lesson. If you understand God perfectly well, and there are very intricate relationship also. That relationship will be revealed hence you are perfectly liberated. Each and every living creature has got a particular relationship with God. We have not forgotten that. So when that relationship will be revealed in the process of devotional activity, Krishna consciousness, you should know that is the perfection of your life. That is the perfection of your life. So, Krishna consciousness is a great part. It is not a sentimental, mental speculation or bluff. It is based on scientific proposition as described in the Bhagavad Gita, as described in the Vedas, as described in the Sanghita, as accepted by the authorities like Lord Chaitanya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nanda, Vaisita, Vyasa, there are so many authorities. So, Krishna consciousness is not an ordinary glass-making or money-making business. It is something, reality, and if you take to it seriously, your life will be better. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.